100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
We're talking about Halfway to Everywhere, the Music and Arts Festival coming up soon. And with that in mind, we have Hank Osterhout, the longtime founder, director, and organizer and spokesman, joining us in studio here today.
Yeah, he does a lot of stuff. Halfway
yes,
to Everywhere. Nothing halfway about Hank, who's in studio with us.
Well said.
Hank, good morning.
Good morning. Calling me the longtime operator kind of makes me feel a little crotchety this morning.
Well, what's your number six?
It is indeed your number six.
That's good enough for a long time.
It is. I need a second hand to count now.
Well, and
do you need second folks to come on in and help with this?
I do, absolutely. I need second and third and 4,000 and 25,000 and as many people as we can get in there.
People might be thinking, well, gee, isn't this about the time of the year that Halfway to Everywhere has been happening the past number of years? But not the case now this year, is it?
That is correct. We were, I've been definitely reflecting on that over the last week or two, because traditionally the first 4 years was Labor Day weekend, so that would have been last Saturday, with all of the rain, so I feel like I dodged a bullet there, of course, knocking on wood, because we have yet to see what the weather will bring us. And of course, last year we moved it to what would have been this coming weekend, so tomorrow. So it is kind of nice to have an extra month of, it's both nice and not, because it's when it's not happened, it's stressful. So I have an extra month of stress, but it's also an extra month of planning. And so, weather is a huge piece of this Kansas puzzle doing events. So I'm anticipating some good weather, hopefully a little cooler temperatures like it's been, hopefully no rain.
Yeah, no kidding.
Of course, we've got camping this year, so it'll be a pretty nice, hopefully, pretty nice environment for some s'mores and campfires.
Well, you've done some tweaking over the years, adjusting from year to year, but this is just a little bit more than a tweak this year, although you do have some similar activities and venues, but kind of a different layout this year for you.
That's true. We changed quite a bit. I probably say this every year, is we're always focused on the end user experience. We want to make sure that it's the best possible event that we can provide for people in the community. And so we're always kind of mixing things up. And with new opportunities in the community that seemed to fit the bill, we decided to sort of, play with it a little bit. So first and foremost, we had a huge outreach from the community about how much they love the downtown portion of that event. And of course, last year, another change that we did last year that kind of carries over was charging tickets. It used to be free, and it's free, it just isn't sustainable. But charging tickets last year was new, and it did very well for us. But also, there was a little pushback, and we wanted to kind of revisit some of those original vibes of both having it in the downtown area and making it free. So this is officially, I think this is the first official 2-day event. Last year was the first official. We've always done like a Friday pre-party or for the last few years, but this is the second year that it's officially 2 days, and then Friday is going to be downtown, and it's going to be free to the public. And so we're going to be revisiting a lot of the same spaces that we've had in the past. We'll be having a couple bands at Bourbon Cowboy. We'll have a couple bands at Radius Brewing Company, and then we have a couple of bands at the new venue 10 West over on 11th Street. Last year, there was also a stage on 9th Avenue in the green space, and that was probably the nicest stage we had last year. So we thought we would be remiss if we didn't bring that back. So the three indoor venues are the official concert venues that will have some performances from bands like Brody Buster Band, Cowgirls Train Set. We'll have Lo Gary, Fleeting Moments. The closer on Friday night is actually Making Movies. So they're an internationally touring artist, and you can see him for free at 10 West from, I believe it's midnight to 1:30. And then the stage that's going to be on the green space on 9th Avenue is Dingus's Variety Stage. And that is a funny name, but that's actually the gentleman's name is Tim Dingus. He's a magician and juggler, all-around awesome guy, comedian. And so I had just kind of let him go. I said, hey, here's a stage that you can program. And so he reached out and he got the Flint Hills Fairies, which is a troupe of fairy and mushroom people that come and grace the stage with funny jokes and tricks and bubbles. We've got the Last Carnival Acrobats, which is – there's not a clever name. They are acrobats that do crazy acrobatic stuff on stage. And then Dingus himself is the juggling Dingus who will be performing. And then there's also – this is sort of a – it's a new – call back to something we had done in our first year, and that's the H2E Battle of the Bands. So this is a new addition for Friday. On that variety stage in the evening, there will be a Battle of the Bands. So the way that this will work is we have open applications right now. We've actually already selected a couple, but we're looking for 3 to 4 bands to perform 3 original songs apiece. The audience gets to vote on their favorite.
Okay.
So if you are a band that has a huge family, then you are going to be in an advantage if your family all shows up and purchases a vote. Whoever wins the Battle of the Band competition on Friday, they have a secured slot on the main stage on Saturday.
And that's a great kickoff. So that's October. Cool. This is October 10th and 11th, by the way.
Correct. Sorry, thank you. So yeah, Friday the 10th, all free, all downtown. The whole site is from 11th Avenue all the way down to 6th. All of the usual suspects, plus one of the new ones, and the variety stage, of course, on 9th also will be the Arts Market. And then on 11th in front of 10 West will be the food truck market. So, again, all Friday, free to the public, really fun stuff. Kind of like I said, sort of a throwback to previous years. Now, the biggest change is that Saturday is now going to be out at Champions Landing. So this was something that was kind of put into my sphere of attention about it, like, as we were in the middle of planning last year's event. And, you know, I as a person who probably attends a dozen festivals a year, of course, one coming up very soon that I'm getting ready for is the Walnut Valley Bluegrass Festival in Winfield, Kansas, and I've got a note on that one too. Camping is a huge part of American festival culture. And so this 87-acre green space with a fishing pond and trees and all of the stuff that we've really wanted to incorporate into the event is now accessible to us and the entire community. And so we kind of bent over backwards and figured out a way to make that work on that site. And so camping is available at Champions Landing for the entire weekend. And then Saturday's lineup is there as well. And that's the ticketed portion.
Okay.
So most of the bands, I think we have 13 acts performing on 2 different stages out there. It's going to be – oh, and I should probably revisit. I already mentioned the Walnut Valley Bluegrass Festival. Of course, nobody calls it that. Everybody calls it Winfield.
Yeah, Winfield.
Of course, unless you live in Winfield, then you call it Bluegrass. But nobody actually calls it Walnut Valley. Either way, there are – for those who have been – one of the most famous parts about the Walnut Valley experience is the campgrounds, not so much the festival itself, but the campgrounds, because out of the 10,000 people that show up to this event, about 9,960 are musicians, and they all bring their instruments, and it becomes this huge collaborative monster mutant jam kind of thing that happens. And so one of the features of the campgrounds are there are 3 or 4 privately operated stages that people just bring. These aren't programmed by the festival in any way, shape, or form. They're just a stage that any of these yahoos who show up with their instruments can go and sign up and perform 30-minute slots on, and it's all acoustic. It's really cool. So one of the big famous – I say big, it's a little bitty thing, but one of the most famous campground stages at the Walnut Valley Bluegrass Festival is called Fine Time Stage. And so we've actually worked a deal with them, and Fine Time Stage is going to be located out at Champions Landing for the weekend. And so any of you yahoos who didn't make it on the bill or didn't want to be on the bill but still want to jam and perform, you have the opportunity to sign up, perform on Fine Time Stage out at Champions Landing.
So logistically, how will this be set up? Where will the camping sites be available on Champions Landing property, and where will you have these stages situated?
Sure. Okay. So Man, logistics. You say that, my head makes my hair stand up on it. That's the hardest part of this event, no matter where we do it. For those who have been there, if you can imagine where the pool used to be, mm-hmm. they call it the Green Monster now. That Green Monster is our VIP area. So just like every year, we've got upgraded VIP tickets, which give you access to sort of upgraded areas. You get to hang out with the bands. You have if you get the EVIP, you get a meal, you get a merchandise package, all of these cool things. So if you were to walk to the back edge of that Green Monster, and there's a railing, you're basically looking out over the golf course, yep. and you're maybe 10 or 15 feet up off the ground. If you were to look straight north-ish from
Got
there,
you. I'm with you.
About 100 yards down are these two big, beautiful oaks. And so the main stage is going to be between those oaks, kind of down in that holler, facing the building.
Okay.
So then we have a second stage. Almost, it's very proximal. So again, you're standing on the edge of this Green Monster looking out at this beautiful property. Down to your left are what used to be the tee boxes for hole one, I believe.
Okay.
So there's a men's and a women's.
Yep.
The women's tee is a little bit lower, and it actually is about the same size as my stage. So that tee box becomes stage two, and it faces north. So we have these two juxtaposed stages facing each other, and the lineup is one after the other. Bang, 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 bang.
Okay, gotcha.
And that maybe is another note. In the first few years, I tried to program the event to where you couldn't possibly see every act, and that was on purpose. It was free, you know.
Yeah.
If you're going to come to a free event, I want you to be upset that you missed something. But we've amended that to every single band has their own time slot, even on Friday. So whether you're going to see a band at Bourbon Cowboy, 10 West, or Radius, or any of the fancy stuff happening on 9th, those are all their own time slot. And then the same with Saturday. It's while one stage is performing, the other is setting up. And then as soon as that stage is done, then the other stage fires up. So you 100% have the ability to see every band, and especially on Saturday, all you have to do is just turn around 180 degrees,
yeah,
and there's your second band. So it should be pretty cool.
Cool.
As far as camping, so we have primitive campsites, and then we say RV camping, but there's no electric. So if you're an RV and you need electric, you bring your own generator. But if you can picture where that pond is, it sort of bisects the property east and west. So the east side is, you know, where the clubhouse is. That's where the stages are. If you continue walking north, I think it might have been a driving range at some point or part of the first green.
Yeah.
That's primitive camping. There's a lot of trees up there. It's really cool. You can go all the way as far back as you want to the highway, essentially. Then if you are an RV person, you can come in through Morningside and you park on the west side of the pond. That's mostly, you know, especially if you're bringing a generator, we're just trying to keep the noise to a minimal while we're over on the concert side. And then the one last thing that's just sort of a, you know, cool amenity since we've got it is there's going to be the halfway open disc golf tournament will be happening out
on one of
the new courses out there on the east side of the park. So a lot of really cool stuff, new things, new opportunities, and honestly, camping and tickets are separate. So if you're like, hey, I don't really necessarily want to go see the concert, but I feel like camping, you can just buy a camping pass and go out there too. So we tried to make it super flexible and affordable and also awesome and fun.
I mean, you put a lot of effort into this, you know, clearly with the, you know, the thought process and the different inputs that you've gotten from, you know, the patrons and musicians and looking at other operations and see how they go. And you know we had a little bit of a dip, I think, in the attendance. Although you really can't track that because you have hard numbers from last year.
Sure,
but this setup, I think, honestly, if everything does work out, is poised to, you know, reset the growth chart here and reset the growth trajectory here, specifically on the attendance side. And the way I think, you know, the way you've got it lined up, you're going to have musicians ready to play with this for a while.
That's certainly the hope. I mean, it's there's so many facets to our goals. And that, you know, we always have to come back to the fact that we are a nonprofit organization, and as a nonprofit, number one goal is affecting our community positively. So, you know, making revenue is a big part of it, because we can't do this without making money. And so, of course, hence the tickets and the vending and the sponsorships and all that kind of stuff. But you kind of hit on two topics or two groups of people that I think are very important. Of course, one is our patrons, people in the community. You know, roughly 35% of our attendees are also from out of town. So visitors, sure. People who are showing up. But then, yeah, the artists as well. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's kind of a huge piece of what Kansas Free for Arts' mission is to help stimulate the creative economy by influencing and inspiring people who want to be artists, who maybe are afraid to take that first step or you know, don't understand or have the appropriate tools to get from where they are to where they want to be. And so this whole event is a means to sort of foster that interest and to, you know, help aspiring artists and arts industry people, like, you know, come into their own.
Hank Osterhout's Halfway to Everywhere, coming up October 10th and 11th, both in downtown Emporia and out of Champions Landing. So let's see, how can we get our tickets? How much are they? And when do activities start, both Friday and Saturday?
Oh, great questions. Man, I need to be, you know, more precise here. So tickets are available both in person and online. You know, our website is info@h2efest.org. If you have an Eventbrite account, you can search for it on Eventbrite. We also have physical tickets for sale. Right now, they're at Champions Landing. You can get general admission, VIP, and EVIP. It's been on my list of things to do this week, so hopefully by the end of the day, but if not, very soon, the three venues downtown will also have some tickets available. Mm-hmm. I know 10 West has a handful that they can vend, and that's actually something that you might check into with 10 West, Bourbon Cowboy, and Radius. Is part of our deal is I'm just giving them tickets, so they may have some promotional things where if you just participate in their whatever they're doing, whether it's a, you know, eating a meal or enjoying a show, you may be able to score some free tickets through those three places. The timeline. So Friday, we are opening at 2. First band, I believe, is at 2 p.m. at Bourbon Cowboy. It's at Radius. I'm sorry. I don't have my schedule in front of me. There's too much to remember.
Understood.
It goes on the street until, I believe, 10 is when we close down the arts market and variety stage, and then bands are playing until 2 in the morning. And if you know what's good for you, you don't want to miss Brody Buster or Making Movies at 10 West.
And then Saturday, when
do we noon
light the fuse here?
We're going to light the fuse at noon. We got bands playing all day and into the night. That's you. If you're camping, you can actually come as early as Friday. You can set up, you know, Friday at the crack of dawn and get your camping going. And we're one of the logistical nightmares that we're working on right now is parking and shuttling. So we're working on creating a shuttle to and from downtown and different parking areas. Not a lot of parking at Champions Landing, but there are other areas nearby that we can potentially utilize. The end goal here is if you were a camping person, show up on Friday morning, pitch your tent, and then you could hitch a ride downtown, see the shows and participate in the food trucks and the arts market and go shopping at our fabulous downtown businesses and then go back to camp. There'll be a little after hours at Champions Landing on Friday as well. And then Saturday is at high noon. Show on up, grab some food from the food truck, buy some art, and go party.
There we are. It's all laid out for you right there. Two big days.
Indeed.
Yeah, October 10th and 11th, both downtown and at Champions Landing. Yeah, I like the way it looks so far, Hank.
Well, thank you very much. Put a lot of effort into it. Lay awake at night thinking about these things.
I can tell. There's been a lot of, you've laid out a lot of work already. And not to mention getting all the bands booked.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
That would be a show by itself, I think.
That could be a reality TV show. It's just the worst.
But it turns out the best, right?
It does. It's why I have gray hair on my face now.
It's a great event, and we'll, of course, have you back on a couple of times before the event happens itself, coming up October 10th and 11th. But great event, not only, you know, for you and Halfway to Everywhere and Kansas Free for Arts, but also for this community.
Indeed.
Bringing a
lot
of people to town.
I sure hope so. I mean, that's the point.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We'll get you back here, Hank. But again, if people want tickets, how can they get them?
H2EFest.org is the website. It has a lot of the information. Takes you to the tickets. You can buy them at Champions Landing. And then stay tuned with Radius, Bourbon Cowboy, and Ten West. They all have promo tickets that they can do as they wish with. So
okay.
There you go.
Outstanding. Hank, we're looking forward to getting you back on, and we'll be looking forward also to covering this here next month. Can't believe it's a month out. Looking forward to it.
I know. Thank you so much. I always appreciate KVOE for the support. You guys are huge, huge, you know, reason that we're able to get the word out. So.
Yeah, glad to do it and excited to see what things happen this year. Two big days, October 10th and 11th. Thanks, Hank.
Thank you.
Hank Osterhout, Halfway to Everywhere. It's 8:47.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Most analysts had been expecting about 75,000 U.S. jobs would have been created last month.